Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the associate web editor for meatpoultry.com. We continue to move through the hot months of summer, but that isn't stopping us from talking about one of our favorites, hot dogs. It's one of the featured items on the grills across the United States, and we talked to North American Meat Institute's Vice President of Public Affairs, Eric Mittenthal, on why the annual hot dog lunch in Washington, D.C. is such a big hit, why National Hot Dog Day has exploded, and why July is now National Hot Dog Month. In this portion of the interview done for a story on meatpoultry.com, Mittenthal discusses the importance of the annual hot dog lunch to his organization and how baseball helps put the event together. He also talks about how this event has continued to grow since its inception in the early 1990s.
People just associate baseball and hot dogs together. They're two American icons that you enjoy from childhood. And so it really helps us to tie it together. It's two of those things, like I said, that are naturally combined. So when we can do it that way, it makes the event more fun and makes it even more of a draw. The hot dogs are a great draw. The ball players are a great draw. And so it makes everybody come out and have a great time.
Sure. And then for the Capitol Hill thing, I don't know how long you've been at the NAMI, but how have you seen the event change over the years and how it's I guess changed for the better for everything that it's done?
I've only been here, this will be my fifth one this year, so I don't have a real strong historical background on it. But I will say that the demand, it's become one of the go-to events on Capitol Hill. I mean, it is a very desired invitation to get invited to the hot dog lunch, and you see it in all of the people who try to get in who are not invited. It is an invitation-only event, and we always have a lot of people trying to just get in and get some hot dogs or meet their favorite ball players who don't have invitations, and that's always a challenge for us every year is making sure we're not too overwhelmed with people. So that's really, I can't speak to what it was like in the early days, but I know the demand and interest for invitations to get in has really gone up over time. And the one thing we know is that it's always going to be amongst the hottest days of the year.
Right.
Which, sure. We always get for some reason we always get insanely hot temperatures on that day. So it's a scorcher, but it's a fun scorcher.
Mittenthal goes on to talk about how important it is to not only include the big vendors and companies that are members of the NAMI, but the local or regionalized brands as well.
Well, I think the promotion is all about the industry as a whole. Our role is to represent the industry, and so whether it be big or small vendors, it's really a celebration of the products and the enjoyment that hot dogs bring to people, and there are all kinds, and so we want to be able to feature some of the biggest brands that people are going to be finding in their grocery stores, as well as some of the smaller brands that you may only find regionally, and everybody has an opportunity to participate in that way.
Make sure to check out the latest stories, including the NAMI annual hot dog lunch, online at meatpoultry.com. Make sure to follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and now on Instagram, all just searching by @meatpoultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.